You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, my friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Hope you're having a wonderful day here on this Tuesday. Well, we had such a great service on Sunday, our Thanksgiving service. You're going to hear that on the radio at the end of this week, probably starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That'll air from this past weekend. Now, I invite everyone out to Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet for Sunday school at 9:30. Pastor Darren is bringing and teaching the word there. We're in Leviticus for Sunday school, 9:30 to 10:15 Sunday morning. Sunday, we're wrapping up the book of Romans. Then we will be taking a couple weeks looking at some of the theology behind some of these great Christmas carols or hymns, like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. We're going to look at that. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as we are rapidly approaching Christmas. So, okay, here on the radio today, this is the last part that's going to air, at least on the radio. It's entitled Behave Like a Christian, Part 2. To hear this sermon in its entirety, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll mail you the link. I'll mail you the disc for free. And we've been going through almost all year here on the radio the book of Romans. It's been a great study. I've learned so much. It's been such a joy preaching it. And now I hope you're enjoying it, hearing it on the radio. We're in Romans chapter 12. The sermon is Behave Like a Christian. Okay, next up, distributing to the needs of the saints. Notice how this word is a present active participle. Now, a participle in English is a word that ends in ing, like eating, drinking, walking, moving, perspiring, and distributing. Not that you gave once to the I Like Ike re-election campaign in 1950, but distributing, present active participle. We should always be distributing as much as you're eating, drinking, walking, sleeping, and distributing. It's a present active participle. Now, the next one is also a present active participle, though you can't see it in English. And it's verse 13. My New King James, it says, given to hospitality. But it should be pursuing. It's another present, active. Present means it's here and now. It's active, meaning it's not dormant. Like Alka-Seltzer when you put it in a glass. Or yeast when you put it in the bread dough. It's active. Like yeast. It's participle. It's doing something. pursuing after hospitality. Imagine that. Not hospitality bumping into you, but you pursuing it. Now, hospitality was really, really important and big back in the day. Traveling evangelists and prophets always stayed at a believer's house. There was no Motel 6 where they left the light on for you. That's why this rebuke from John the Apostle was so important and devastating. He said, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and Son. Now notice the threat. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house. Or do not greet him. King James says, bid him Godspeed. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Meaning, he who says hello to the Jehovah's Witness shares in his evil deeds. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, don't let him into your house and don't greet him. Because he who greets him shares it. Now take it up with him, not with me. I didn't write it. I'm just telling you what it says. Jesus said this in Luke 10. After all these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also. And he sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, or sandals. Greet no one along the road, but whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house, unquote. If a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it'll return to you. Now, by and large, this is lost on us today. Certain people, like Fred and Jill Rickard, these people must possess the spiritual gift of hospitality. It's like a hotel over there at those people's houses. They got to have a system like the Rickard Inn or something. Winter home. All blessed year long, they've got people staying there. Because those two people possess the gift, it seems, of hospitality. Everyone comes and stays at their house. It's a great gift to have. It's kind of lost on us today. Next up, a very difficult command, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Why is that? Well, two reasons. First of all, that person who is persecuting you carries a definite resemblance to you and how you used to look like before the grace of God transformed your life and saved your soul when you didn't deserve it. We see it all throughout the New Testament, the proper response delivered by the power of God, because you can't deliver it on your own. And that is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You can't say that on your own. But the power of God gives you the strength to do this. That's the proper response. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Second reason, a person never fights fire with fire in the spiritual realm. If you want to win the battle, a person fights evil with good. Always. It's the opposite for how this world works. The world wants vengeance, tries to inflict vengeance. If you want to win this fight, you got to do it his way. And he flips the script. You got to fight evil with good. Verse 21 informs us, do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Paul gives more examples as well. Verse 17, repay no one evil for evil. Verse 19 as well, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. This is not to be sarcastic at them. You know, Kara was telling me, she heard the other day, about Mother Teresa walking down the street and someone walked by and spit in her face. Well, first she got out of the way, let the person deferred, and let the person walk by. Then the person walked by and spit in her face. And you know what she said? Thank you. And that was it. Thank you. You overcome evil with good. It's the only way to, not clubbing them over the head, is only one way to win this. Goodness. You overcome people with goodness. The Lord's hanging on a cross. What does he say? Father, forgive them. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. If you really want to fight the enemy and hurt him, you do that by doing good out here in the world. Doing good to people, returning good for evil. Now let's look at one more thing here in this chapter. Verse 16. It says, do not be wise in your own opinion. You see, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. I've known a few Christians who have sat under my teaching and instruction until I said something totally backed up by the word of God that they didn't want to hear or refuse to believe, and then they parted company. Don't be wise in your own opinion, because you run the risk of being wrong. Let me ask the question. How many times have you changed positions? How about biblically? How many times, when confronted with the truth, you've changed positions? Huh, Darren? I've done the same thing many times. Heaven help you when you can't change positions, when someone shows you that you're wrong. You receive it. And you grow in wisdom and knowledge. Sometimes you repent if what you did was sin. Or you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Receive it when someone I've changed positions many times. I used to believe you could lose your salvation until I understood the sovereignty of God, that he saved me before I was born. Called me, chose me, justified me, glorified me before I ever walked this earth. And he saved me on my worst day. I changed positions when I got a proper understanding of that. You learn, you grow, you change when you're wrong. Do not be wise in your own opinion. How about at your home? Maybe in your marriage.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.